from Washington, this is VOA News. The plague, reportedly in Madagascar. International officials meet over Iran's nuclear program. I'm Vincent Roos reporting from Washington. The World Health Organization is reporting an outbreak of plague in Madagascar and warns the disease could spread quickly in the country's capital. The UN agency said Friday that 119 cases of plague have been confirmed in the African island nation, with 40 deaths. Meanwhile, the WHO has declared an end to the Ebola outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo. The outbreak, unrelated to the one affecting West Africa, was centered in Congo's northwestern Equatorial province and killed at least 49 people. Talks on the future of Iran's nuclear program and international sanctions against the country continued in Vienna Friday amid indications of behind-the-scenes developments that officials will not specify. VOA's Al Pessin reports from Vienna.
The British and French foreign ministers joined U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry here Friday to urge their Iranian counterpart Mohammad Javad Zarif to make the compromises necessary to reach an agreement. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov consulted with Kerry by phone and said in Moscow that all the elements are on the table, but what he called more effort is needed. Both sides have significant motivations to reach an accord. Iran wants to end crippling economic sanctions, and the UN team wants verifiable assurance that Iran cannot secretly or quickly build a nuclear weapon. Al Pessin, VOA News, Vienna.
Republican lawmakers in the U.S. House of Representatives have filed a lawsuit against the Obama administration over the national health care plan known as Obamacare. They say the administration has abused its executive powers. This is VOA News. U.S. President Barack Obama says the American immigration system has been broken for a long time, as he defended taking executive action to overhaul the system. President Obama told a rally in Las Vegas Friday that he has been committed to solving the immigration problem since he took office and said he is doing something about it. He also said he will not give up his efforts to work with Congress to make his actions permanent. President Obama's plan will offer temporary work permits and lift the threat of deportation for nearly 5 million undocumented immigrants. It is set to take effect in about 6 months. Ukraine has marked the one-year anniversary of the Euromaidan uprising in Kyiv, which led to the ouster of Russia-backed former president Viktor Yanukovych. As Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko and Prime Minister Arseniy Yatsenyuk laid candles at a memorial to those who died around the square known as the Maidan, the leaders were heckled. Relatives of the 100 or so deceased, known as the Heavenly Hundred, shouted shame and demanded they be recognized as national heroes. Mr. Poroshenko apologized, urged unity, and said he would sign an order declaring them heroes. Meanwhile, U.S. Vice President Joe Biden Friday condemned what he called Russian aggression in Ukraine. Biden spoke following a meeting with President Petro Poroshenko in Kyiv. Biden met with Ukraine's leaders in an effort to underscore U.S. support for Ukraine in its fight against a pro-Russian insurgency.
What I can guarantee is that so long as, Mr. President, you and your colleagues keep faith with your commitment to build a more democratic and prosperous life, you will never be alone. The United States will be at your side, your partner, and your friend.
The UN Refugee Agency reports the first flight and a new airlift to provide winter aid to tens of thousands of Iraqis displaced by conflict this year has arrived in Iraq's Kurdistan region. Lisa Schlein has a report.
This airlift was put together in a rush because of the urgency of the situation. The cold is already being felt in Iraq and will get worse in coming months. The UNHCR's first plane landed in northern Iraq's Kurdistan region late Thursday evening, carrying 3,600 tent insulation kits. The UN reports around 2 million Iraqis are internally displaced. Most are unprepared for winter. Hundreds of thousands have fled to Kurdistan in the face of the murderous onslaught from Islamic State militants. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
According to the United Nations, Israeli, Palestinian, and UN officials have now agreed on a deal that will facilitate the rebuilding of homes in the Gaza Strip.
That's the latest world news from VOA.